Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're tracking the 2024 election process from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
Starting subdued, former President Donald Trump described his attempted assassination and said he was saved by God. His hour and a half acceptance speech asked for unity before moving on to typical Trump campaign topics. By the end, he had attacked his regular targets while promising his leadership could do everything from ending wars to curing cancer. The last day of the RNC repeated themes of unity and religious faith, with speeches promising a golden age. Utah delegate Tina Horlocker says Trump gives her hope for the Middle East.
I'm very hopeful because of what happened on Saturday, and I do believe that we can unite people. They can see Donald Trump being a strong leader perpetuates peace.
Bob Branch, a Maricopa County official and an Arizona delegate, says after Saturday's shooting, the party is galvanized.
We're united behind Donald Trump and Vance. We believe this is the best for the world and also for America.
On the third day, Donald Trump Jr. stressed that political differences should not result in the criminalization and demonetization he says his father's opponents engage in.
There was a time when the Democrats really wanted what was best for America, even if they had a different way of getting there. It was the party of Franklin Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr. You may have disagreed with that party, but at least you could respect it.
This sentiment was echoed by Arkansas delegate Jonathan Barnett Enter. Enter emphasized that Trump is reaching out to all Americans.
He's obviously trying to appeal to those that aren't happy where we're at, independents and even Democrats, and asking people to listen to him and please join us.
The unity offer has exceptions. One red meat line from Trump's acceptance speech said boys should not play on girls' sports teams. Earlier in the convention, Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene targeted the LGBTQ community.
They promised normalcy and gave us Transgender Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. And let me state this clearly. There are only two genders, and we are made in God's image.
Meanwhile, away from Milwaukee, unconfirmed media reports say President Joe Biden may give in to pressure from Democrats and leave the race within days. Biden is in Delaware recovering from COVID, just after saying health problems could force him to give up running for re-election.
If there is some medical condition that emerged, if the doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.